Next, you must understand that diligence drives his career. Diligence drives his career. The spirit of diligence drives his career. What does it drive his career to do? It drives his career to labor. It drives its career to labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. Apostle Paul was speaking. And he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And then in the later part of that scripture, he says, but I labor more abundantly. Labor more abundantly. So when you possess the spirit of diligence, it drives you to labor. It takes away from you the spirit of laziness. I see that become someone's portion today. Judges chapter 6 and verse 14. I believe it was that spirit that came upon Gideon. And God, he was told, go in this thy might. The same way I see you returning from this Shiloh mountain in the might of the Lord upon your life. Go in this thy might. And so Gideon ended up doing exploits in life. As you return from this mountain, I see you beginning to do exploits. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible tells us that the people had a mind to walk. Nehemiah 4, 6. The people had a mind to walk. So when you are possessed with the spirit of diligence, it drives you to labor. Productive labor. Labor that brings you to distinction. Labor that elevates and lifts and promotes you. That will become your portion from this mountain in the name of Jesus Christ. Since the inception of this ministry, this spirit of diligence has been at work. You see pictures in the early days of the ministry, and you have plenty of those pictures in the book called The Mandate, where God's servant was teaching. Now you see him today teach with all intensity and purpose. But it did not start today. It has always been like that from the beginning. Initially, I used to wonder, but it's now I understand much later that it's the spirit of diligence that keeps driving him and driving him and driving him. Under the Bacha in Kaduna, in those days, you see him teaching with all intent and purpose. God's word with power, laying hands on people and sweating. And if you look in the congregation, how many were we? Some of those impartation services, we were not up to 20 people in attendance. But with all intensity, with all purpose, the spirit of diligence driving him to accomplish God's mission for his life and destiny. Here we are today. See what God is doing. And yet the best is yet to come. There is a place God is taking you to. The spirit of diligence will help you to get there. Laziness will not have access to your destiny. Say with me, I shall get there. Say it again, I shall get there. The loudest again, I shall get there. And those early days when he starts to teach the word of God, you will see sweat coming out of his three-piece suit. From the shirt coming out of the suit. And you look at the audience, how many were we? The ordinary man will be wondering, but why is this man screaming like this? And one day, in Kaduna, he told us, he said, don't you ever think, why is this man screaming like this? He said, I can see invisible crowd beyond those those of you that are seated here right now inside. I see them outside, sitting, listening to the word of God. Yes, the auditorium then could sit only about 300 people. Look at from that place to where we are today. From an auditorium, amen, from an auditorium whose capacity was about 300, God began to take the ministry through the spirit of diligence at work in his servant. One step after another, from 20 to 100, and bit by bit to 1,000, bit by bit to multiplied congregation. Here we are at Shiloh 2012. See what the Lord has done across the nations of the earth. After this spirit comes upon you, you will cease to be a local champion. There is somebody here, between now and Shiloh 2013, God will announce you beyond your wildest imagination. If you are one of them, let your amen show it. Aki told us several times, at the point God told him, get down to Lagos, raise me a people. And then the work in Lagos began. 1A, New Era Road. How many of you know where that place is? Many of us don't. You need to check out the pictures in the book, The Mandate. And then the work started again. You see him ministering the word with power, with authority, with all intent and purpose, with the spirit of diligence at work. Started again all over. And then from there, God began to multiply. And from there, we moved over to Raji Oba. That entire environment will never forget winners in their lifetime. You could see some of the seminars where people sat on the rooftop of people's houses. How many of you know the place? Shout a loud glory. And then from there, Raji Oba, God moved us to this place where we are. Began with one service. And today, multiple services in Faith Tabernacle. God will multiply you. I said, God will multiply you. Say with me, God will multiply me. But for that to happen, the spirit of diligence must be at work. You must get it today. I said, you must get it today. And number six, finally, we must understand that the spirit of diligence carries definite rewards. It carries definite rewards. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible makes it very clear that in every labor, there is profit. Hebrews 11, 6. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It carries definite rewards. From this mountain, you shall not miss the reward of diligence. Let's briefly take a look at dimensions of diligence. Dimensions of diligence. The first dimension of diligence you must understand has to do with our thoughts. Diligence affects our thoughts. In actual fact, it begins with your thoughts. So diligence goes beyond just running all around and sweating out physically. It begins with your thoughts. The tap root of diligence is in your thoughts. Proverbs 4:23, the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 21:5. The Bible talks about the thought of the diligent. The thoughts of the diligent. Proverbs 13:4. So it's from the thought that it begins. If you are not diligent in your thinking, you cannot be diligent in other aspects of your life. Second dimension of diligence is in your words and the things you say. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. The Bible makes it very clear. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you are diligent in your thoughts, it will reflect in the things you say and how you say them. Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. Out of the treasure of the heart, a man brings forth. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7. It says to teach them diligently. When you listen to a man speak or to a woman speak, you will know whether he has the spirit of diligence at work or not. And you all are witnesses. Each time God's servant stands here to speak the word of life, you can see the spirit of diligence at work. Today, you must collect your own double portion of it. And the third dimension of the spirit of diligence has to do with our actions. If you are diligent, you will be hard working. It will show in your actions. It will show in the things that you do. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24. It says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 3 makes the same thing clear to us. Nobody may see your thoughts, but we see your actions. So your actions shows how diligent you are. We are all here. At Shiloh 2012, for example, you've made a great choice to be present, either right here on ground or in any of the centers connected across the globe. But how diligent are you actually hearkening? You know, even when you sit down, it shows how diligent you are. When you walk, diligence shows whether it's there or not. Upon this mountain, that spirit must come upon you. I know that many of us have copies of the new release manual for the ministry called The Mandate. Do you have a copy? Can I see your hands up? You have a copy? Wave your hands to the Lord if you have a copy. Praise God. If you don't, it's very important for you to make sure you get a copy of the mandate and go through it, and you will see the spirit of diligence at work in this commission. The book, The Mandate, there were over 100 sessions of meetings before that book came out the way it is. What is that? The spirit of diligence. There are many hidden blessings in you that cannot come forth until the spirit of diligence comes upon you. But today, that spirit is coming upon you afresh. And you will become a show to your world. Say with me, I receive it. All through scriptures, we have examples of men who possess the spirit of diligence. Father Abraham. You are all familiar with the story, and you can read Genesis chapter 12 and Genesis chapter 13. Father Abraham was a hard worker. The spirit of diligence drove him until today. Even up to now, we keep singing, Abraham's blessings are mine. Your generations after you will remember you for good. How about Isaac? Another covenant father. He was a tireless worker. He had a spirit of diligence at work in him. Genesis chapter 26, beginning from verse 1. You can read that at your own time. A tireless worker. He tired out all the people that threatened him, and he ended up being distinguished. Whosoever might have been pursuing you to frustrate your destiny, as this spirit of diligence comes upon you today, they will give up. I see them giving up.